1280 Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You wanted to know what I thought about your entrance, right? Well, if I'm being honest, I thought it was horrible. I mean, it was absolutely terrible. I mean, you're doing it all wrong. Yeah. Because it goes a little something like this.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 7th. Yes, we're in the month of October now. Holidays today, real quick. Bald and Free Day.
Ooh.
I don't even want to guess what that's about. International Frugal Fun Day. And World Card Making Day. Happy 30th birthday to SmackDown Poet Laureate and wrestler Aiden English. He's 30 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us October 7th, that's today, for UFC 216 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, Salvatore's Saloon in the center of Scottsville. It's 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It'll be hosted by us. Prizes, drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's Saloon. And Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 216. The main event is going to be, I'll figure it out in a minute, but I know that Mighty Mouse is the fight that was canceled on the last card has now been moved over to this one. So we have a whole slew of great bunch of fights tonight. If you like UFC, coming out and join us. There's never cover for any of the UFC at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. So also, hey, interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate more up your alley, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. Be one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. All right, I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined today by Danger Boy and you, and we got a little bit of a late start today. Daniel Babers, you got to start earlier, sir. You and Matt Park, you know, a very interesting show on Syracuse football, but ran a little bit over. So, hey, you know what? We are here, and we're here, and we're ready to believe you. So give us a call, 222-1280, a star 1280. You can get through to us on the lines. We're here to talk all sorts of wrestling, as well as if you're shy and you want to tweet us, you can text us at that number. We can even read those. And, you know, sometimes they're funny. And if they're funny, I'll read them, I promise. I definitely peruse them during the show. But welcome to the show today. We are down two members. Danny is off his boat, but he's still down, I think, in Orlando.
Yep.
And I don't know where Double B is, but he got lost in the vortex known as the Flower City Comic Con last weekend at out in Greece at the Greece Ridge Mall there. But hopefully he'll come out of that vortex soon and be showing back up on the show again. But nevertheless, it's just Danger Boy and I today. It's like the good old days.
Back, we're the last two standing.
Yeah, last two man standing. Nobody else is. Actually, you know what it is? It's because we've got jams in the door, so none of those guys can get in. They're all stuck out in the lobby trying to get in. And, you know, not this week, though, folks. But we're here to talk World Pro Wrestling. We got a pay-per-view this weekend. That's right, Hell in the Cell. Nice to start off the month of October with a good health reference in the middle of a pay-per-view. We'll talk a little bit about that later, but we're going to talk about...
I have a big gripe about Hell in the Cell.
Do you?
Well, not really a gripe. It's just a very big question I have that I have no idea how to answer. You have a Hell in a Cell match.
And that's Falls Count Anywhere?
With Falls Count Anywhere.
So that means there's going to be a fall on the top.
Wasn't the point of a Hell in a Cell match that you can't escape the cell and it was supposed to keep you in, even though we've seen that never happens? It keeps you in and you have to finish it in the match and it keeps other people out and the such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, good point there. And that's what I was thinking, too. It's like, why does it matter where, I mean, does the fall actually have to happen in the ring anyways? I mean, yes, it does, but there's no rule saying that it did have to, you know, I mean. I don't know. There's, you know, it's taking this wonderful match created by, years ago and brought to life by Mick Foley and The Undertaker.
Brought to life by Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
Well, originally, but the one that everyone remembers, I think, is by far the, even though Shawn Michaels did get thrown like a dart into the wall by The Undertaker.
And Kane debuted.
Yeah, and Kane debuted there too. But yeah, it's, but the one everyone remembers the most is, of course, Mick Foley coming down through the roof as well as falling off the side and having a tooth pushed up through his nose, amongst other things, you know. Now we have a pay-per-view based on it and we get a couple matches. We're going to have a tag match too, which is not quite normal either in the Hell in a Cell. But I think I don't know. I'm still kind of excited about it, believe it or not. There's, hopefully, just not seeing where everything's going, though. You know, it's like,
Do you think there's a reason that the only match that needs to be in a cell, you know, the one with Jinder and Nakamura, where there's always outside interference, it isn't in the cell? Could it be because they're going to prolong it even longer?
Possibly.
Could it be that they have a tour of India coming up for a couple days and Jinder's joining the Raw brand for those shows and may still need to have a title?
Yeah, and he would certainly be a hero, don't you think? I don't know. He's still playing a heel, though. Even in India, the heel he plays in America probably will go over as a heel in India, too. I think. I don't know. I mean, being short-sighted and, making fun of people because of their difference in culture, I think is not accepted by really anybody, in the world.
But he's going to be the hometown hero. It's just like when Bret Hart went up to Canada, he was making fun of Americans for being anti-everything and all this stuff, and then he would go to Canada and they'd just cheer it.
True. Well, we got a lot of things going on this week, including Ring of Honor coming up this Thursday at the Riverworks in Buffalo, and we'll be there. We'll be there.
Front row.
Oh, no. Get our knees ready to get smashed into the gates, and the rails. But that's super exciting. Anyone going to that, definitely give us a call. Tell us what you're looking forward to. We just had more things added to it. I think Cody Rhodes is going to be there now.
Cody Rhodes in a three-way match or a tag match. He's tagging with Marty Scurll.
Marty Scurll. So
they have a whole card on their site.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are the Young Bucks going to be there?
The Young Bucks are tagging with Kenny Omega against the Kingdom.
Nice. Wow, we've got quite a show coming to Buffalo.
We get both the Addiction. We get Mark Briscoe. We get... a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, we're going to have to wear the Pain Clinic shirts now in the front row there with some people who might remember them who work for Ring of Honor now, like the Addiction, amongst other people. But, man, I didn't even think about trying to get someone on the show from them today. I know it's in Buffalo, but, it's a haul. But we've had Ring of Honor stars on before to promote Buffalo shows, and it didn't even cross my mind, which I feel like an idiot now. I'm just trying more to get Jim Ross because Jim Ross put a book out this past week. Brand new book. It's available on Amazon. Definitely check it out. But give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Yes, we are on. I hope we're on the air. I'm guessing we are, even though we started just a little bit late.
If we're not, we're doing a show for ourselves.
And we've done that before because there's times when we just don't get – sometimes things just don't work out right. And all of a sudden we weren't – there's been a couple times where it's like I've listened to the taping of the show and it was like Fox Sports News. So I don't think it is here now today. But we're going to go to break on that. Little Luke Harper music. A lot of rumors going around about cuts happening soon. Have you heard them, Danger Boy?
I haven't really heard the cuts. I've heard rumors of a certain repackaging, and that's why people aren't on TV.
Ah, we will see about that. We'll talk more about that on the flip side. You are listening to the Pain Clinic. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We'll be back on the flip side. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Bray Wyatt, on the other hand, he likes to come out here and play mind games. Last week, he's got a little kid singing, "He's got the whole world." I don't buy it for a second.
If Bray Wyatt actually had the whole world in his hands, he wouldn't know what to do with it.
Last week at Victory Road, as I single-handedly had him on his knees, he was staring into these blue eyes. I was staring into his soul. And he said, "Please, Mr. Drake, have mercy on me." I said, "Pipe down, dummy. We're not done yet."
Checking out the movies this weekend?
Here's your box office preview.
Out this weekend is Blade Runner 2049, starring Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling. A young Blade Runner's discovery of a long-buried secret leads him to track down former Blade Runner Rick Deckard, who's been missing for 32 years. This film deepens and expands its predecessor's story while standing as an impressive filmmaking achievement in its own right. Also out is The Mountain Between Us. The film is directed by Academy Award nominee Hani Abu Assad and stars Academy Award winner Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. The two embark on a perilous journey across hundreds of miles of wilderness, pushing one another to endure and discovering strength they never knew possible. Also in theaters this weekend is My Little Pony. A dark force threatens Ponyville, Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity embark on an unforgettable journey beyond Equestria, where they meet new friends and exciting challenges on a quest to use the magic of friendship to save their home. Still in theaters are Battle of the Sexes, American Assassin, Home Again, and Till Death Do Us Part. And that's your weekend box office preview on iHeartRadio.
Don't start with me, Denver. You call yourself the Mile High City because you're a mile above sea level. But let me tell you something. I would rather drown myself a mile below the ocean than live here. And worst of all, I gotta fight that clown Titus. So I need everybody to silence their cell phones, hold your applause, and shut your mouths, because I've got a song to sing.
The greatest fear of all is the fear of the unknown. But Jinder will know when I beat him and become WWE champion.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Cornettling and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy and you. And Sami Zayn's hopping around here someplace. All right, welcome back to the show. Don't forget tonight we're going to be out Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 216. Also Salvatore's Saloon 2 out in Scottsville. No cover charge. Come and join us. It starts at 10 p.m. I'm sure the prelims are on a bit earlier if you want to come earlier. I'm sure they'll show them or college football. Or Major League Baseball playoffs are going on right now. I'm sure there's lots of sports on, but you can watch the UFC strictly at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door at 10 p.m. tonight for UFC 216. We'll be at Salvatore's at the garage door without a doubt. You always make it for everyone there, seeing Chuck and the gang and Ray and all the beautiful waitresses and bartenders and stuff. So come on out and join us. We'll have a good time, I promise. Welcome back to the show. We're here to talk pro wrestling this weekend. Hell in the Cell pay-per-view. We already brought up that there's a false count anywhere in the Hell in the Cell. So it's like, what else? They might as well make it. You know what they should do is like, you know, make it a lumberjack match too. And have guys outside the cell with like whips and stuff or whatever they use in the lumberjack. They use the straps.
That's a lumberjack strap match. Regular lumberjack match is just the guys.
Oh, just throwing them back in?
Yeah.
So, well, you couldn't really do that around the cage, but maybe you could. It's a weird combination that's probably without a doubt going to be the main event. But you also get Hell in the Cell with the Usos versus the New Day, and we were trying to figure that out last week. How exactly that goes about happening?
It's just gonna be a Texas tornado. Both guys in the match. It's gonna be all four guys going at once.
All four guys going at once.
Or five guys, whoever.
But that's the thing is somebody outside the cage or are they outside the ring?
I would think they'd be outside the cage.
Yeah, they'd have to. So who's the odd man out? Is it Austin because he's hurt still?
Our Xavier Woods, sorry.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you think about that match in general? I mean, I'm enjoying their feud.
I like their feud. They've had great matches. They weren't wrong when they said no matter where you put the match, it's the best match on the card. Same time, there's no real reason for it to be in a cell. It's not like there's been outside interference or anything like that, or, you know, indecisive actions.
No, you're right.
It's just another match to throw in there because they didn't have anything else to throw in.
I'd rather them put Jinder Mahal in there. You know?
I would too, but
they want to stretch this out a little bit longer. Yeah,
they got to wait till at least December to
whatever the next pay per view may be for SmackDown. Too well, 222-1280 star 1280's number. We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. Wow, that was great to see my boy from ROH on NXT this week, Leo Rush.
Yeah, Leo Rush, another one of the newly signed guys, and he was going to come out and he was going to fight.
And Aleister Black,
but then yeah,
jumped by Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, Velveteen Dream, which I'm digging him, man. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, that's a dude from Tough Enough.
Patrick,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good. Yeah, I like his character.
I wonder if he's of age yet, because he was like 19, I think, when he was on Tough Enough. So
that's he was.
He was a kid. Yeah.
Well, this has been like 3 years, so he's probably like 22.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a good guess, I guess.
But yeah, look, man, they're definitely taking a lot of talent from ROH away. But hopefully, ROH got some guys in the works to come up to the sign.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about Ring of Honor is going to be in Buffalo this Thursday at the Riverworks. If you want to come out, definitely check it out. But we get the whole gang is going to be there. Plus, New Japan's coming in too, so we get Kenny Omega. And we get
Will Ospreay is going to be there.
Will Ospreay is going to be there, and Marty Scurll, and I mean everyone that you see on Ring of Honor TV looks like they're going to be in Buffalo this Thursday night to start this whole little mini tour off and tape. They're taping TV as well. So
I didn't know if it was TV taping.
Not in Buffalo.
Buffalo. They're running. I know the last three nights they're going live on their website as well.
Awesome, and we get to see Cody Rhodes. That's going to be awesome, because as the Ring of Honor champion.
His name is Cody.
You're gonna kiss the ring?
No. If we're in the front row, if he comes around and presents it to us, I may. Why not?
We get Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Lance Archer.
Oh yeah, look at that. Really?
Yeah, they're the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Champions.
All right, Lance Archer. Remember Lance Archer? I actually have his phone number someplace. I could, like, hey Lance, let's go have a beer after this.
I always cringe a little when the last two or three weeks they were in Atlanta, I guess, in ROH. And when they come down the stairs, man, that steps are like 8 feet away from the ring when the entrance. I'm like, I always cringe.
Good old center stage.
Yeah, when in Georgia the last 3 weeks they were there. It's like, yeah. Oh. It's so close to the ring when they come down there.
Is that the same place that WCW yes. used to tape their Saturday night show?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I love that place, man. It brings back memories, you know?
Yeah, that place is awesome. But man, ROH is definitely doing big things, man. What do you think of Caprice Coleman's character? I love Caprice, man. He's a character.
I'm glad that he didn't burn a bridge so bad he couldn't go back, because he definitely hurt them when he was tag champs and then signed with TNA.
That was Kenny King.
I'm sorry, Kenny King. Why did I think Caprice Coleman was within TNA too, wasn't he?
Was he?
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry, Kenny King.
I remember.
I'm trying to remember now. I thought.
Are you thinking of D'Angelo De Niro?
No, but I love him too, but no.
Where is he speaking of him?
I don't know what happened to him. Maybe,
didn't reach a new contract agreement, and I don't know what he's doing now.
I liked his color commentary. I thought he did a great job. You know, it's like he would react like you're supposed to react, even though he would say everyone's names wrong, which is a personal personal favorite thing of me, because it's like, of mine, because it's like, I'm like just like that. I'll trash a name if I can do it,
Sure. Now, staying on the ROH bandwagon, another one more take on ROH. Yeah, I know, Cody's been with WWE for, before that X amount of years, and he's actually getting a big push over, Kaz and them. More pops in the crowd.
Yeah.
Definitely more of a fan favorite, He's kind of like one of those good guy, bad guy kind of,
He characters. Kind of got absorbed by the Bullet Club and then just kind of ran wild with it, had some great ideas, So, You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, I think that he, I don't know. You know, I mean, I like what Cody's doing. I'm glad that they're keeping, listen, as long as the Young Bucks are there, the Bullet Club will be alive still. But
he just can't too sweet.
He just can't too sweet anymore, even though I bet you the crowd does when we see him.
Oh, yeah, the crowd. Yeah. Have you seen any footage of that thing from a couple weeks ago? I tried to look. There was nothing on there yet.
Yeah, it's part of, is it part of Cody Rhodes' YouTube page?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think you have to go to Cody Rhodes' YouTube page to see it, but... I'm sorry, Caprice Coleman actually had tried out with WWE quite a few times, and he used to be like one of the guys that they would lose on one of their B shows. So I was thinking he was in Impact. I don't know why, but it's out there. If you just gotta look for, just look for Cody Rhodes' thing. You know, look for his webpage or his YouTube account, because it's like there's like a 10-minute, 15-minute long rally they did outside the Monday Night Raw that was in Pasadena. So.
Okay, and one more thing, and I appreciate you taking a call. My girl's going to be coming back soon, and Paige, and there might be rumors that she might be Sister Abigail. Can you see that character, a little goth, you know, pale skin kind of, you know.
From England?
Yeah, pretty.
I've heard all sorts of different rumors. I heard it's going to be the woman who was in TNA and then lost a whole bunch of weight and was in NXT for a little bit and was training down there.
Is Sage?
No. No, I know you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I forgot her name off the top of my head.
She hurt somebody wrestling. Too. Yeah. Yeah. She worked, Dudley's trained her.
Yep.
I can't remember her name either, but yeah, I don't know.
Because she posted something about, like, they're all lies and stuff during the Bray Wyatt promo and had, like, all this stuff. And I've heard Paige, and I've heard it's going to be Bray Wyatt coming out dressed as a woman.
That would be $1 million right there.
I've heard that. I've heard all sorts of stuff that, you know, everyone assumes that it's going to be a new character, you know, new person debuting. It can't be like.
Well, remember, she was dead. There were bones underneath the hut that Randy Orton burned down.
Maybe he reincarnated her when he burned her up.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Her bones were underneath the floor.
That's why the whole cross dressing thing would make sense.
I think that'd be hilarious.
I even heard Nikki Cross, but she might be a little ways coming up to the main roster, even though
who Nikki Cross is, though. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Nikki Cross, Ruby Riott, the girls and down there.
By the way, Rick, did you go to NXT when it came to town?
No, unfortunately, I got to get up at 4:45, so I wish it was on Saturday.
It was done like by
10:30,
it was done early, but Nikki Cross was there. She wrestled.
It was done by a little before 10.
I don't remember exactly what. After 10, but you know, I mean, it was easy in and easy out, and it was a great crowd, loud crowd. You know, terrible
show.
Terrible sound system still there you can't understand a thing that the announcers are saying. You know, but nevertheless, it was a great show. Is that they brought a lot? But she was there. Then they brought in a bunch of
Tino Sabatelli hates us.
Yeah. There was a bunch of wrestlers. You know, it's actually what was the girl's name? The one that was on the Divas show.
Mandy Rose?
Mandy Rose. Wow. Man, that girl is smoking. Holy cow. Sorry, we're in the second row there. I was like, what?
I know ROH has smaller crowds, like, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000, you know.
Oh, they're wishing.
They wish they had 6,000.
They wish they had 6,000.
4,000 or 5,000, they could do the Armory.
They don't pull that much. They pull 700, 800.
Yeah, they're happy with 1,000. You know, and every show I've ever seen them up in Toronto, they've always had like maybe between 1,000 and 1,500.
They've done shows in Buffalo to like 400.
Yeah, we saw them a couple of times where they were small crowds. So
you don't think they could go to Armory for 2,000 or 3,000?
Yeah, they could.
They could. I don't think they would draw 2,000 or 3,000 though in Rochester in the Armory.
No, they could, and Rochester's kind of a right now. I think it's a fluke that NXT did so well because there's so many other wrestling organizations in town here that...
I think NXT did so well, too, because it draws from other places, too.
That's true.
You're gonna get a Buffalo crowd.
And we got Syracuse people here, too. Yeah, it was definitely... They brought in a bunch of people. But it's funny. It's all the guys that work in local wrestling I saw at the show, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had a show that weekend following. So it was a good time to be out
there. Hang out before that? Like sometimes you come down for the SmackDown. Did you go there, hang out, like... In like late afternoon, early evening, and seeing the guys outside.
I didn't. I heard that they all came off one big bus, though.
They probably parked the bus behind, and you probably had no chance of getting there. So
yeah, they came on a big bus, and they all got. I mean, basically, that's how they travel. I think in NXT is it's kind of like they'll provide your transportation, your hotel, your flights, and stuff. You just have to be there at the time they tell you. Not always the same with WWE when you see the different cars.
WWE, you cover your own. When you're under WWE contract, you cover your own travel and everything like that. They'll get you a plane ticket to the beginning of the loop. and a plane ticket home at the end of the loop.
Yeah.
While everything else you got, like rental cars and stuff like that, when you're under an NXT contract, even when you're traveling with the main roster as an NXT member, they still take care of you.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you got to get your own rental car and stuff, but they pay you back for it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how that worked.
Because you're getting paid less.
Hopefully we see them again on SmackDown or anybody in December.
Well, I will say, are they coming into Rochester again?
No, hopefully.
We haven't seen heard anything yet, but you will see them on the pay-per-view this weekend. Bobby Roode is wrestling Dolph Ziggler. He's one guy that we saw in town here. And there's rumors of a possible AJ Styles match turning from a two-way into a three-way, I heard, with Ty Dillinger being added. Now, it's not official.
Especially since Ty Dillinger beat Baron Corbin
clean. Yeah, beat him clean. And there's rumors that may change up the day of the show. So we'll see what happens. But two of those guys were in town in first half of the show. We got to see both of them. So if you ever get a chance, Rick, to go see an NXT, sacrifice your sleep for it, bro. Man, it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to go now that they're traveling, you know, things like that. Hopefully they come around in the spring or
something. I think with the amount of people they drew in Rochester, that they'll definitely come back here. I've never seen more wrestling folks in that place before. You know, I mean, for a wrestling show, I've been there for many concerts, but never seen that. And I did see almost 1,000 there for a UPW show when they had like their own version of War Games. So it was, which was pretty cool. So
yeah, I got to check that out next time they're. Hopefully come around in the
cool, man. Well, thanks for calling, Rick.
Thanks, guys. Yep.
222-1280.
You left a good segue there.
Yeah?
About War Games.
Oh, we might as well talk a little bit about War Games. It's been rumored. We talked a little bit about it last week.
We talked about, someone asked about it, and it came out, and they had tapings for NXT on Wednesday, and it's not a spoiler because Triple H came out and said it, and they named the next NXT after it. They're bringing back War Games. They're doing the two rings. They're doing the cage over both of them. They're doing it the old school way.
They're calling it Takeover War Games. It's from Houston, where the Survivor Series is going to take
almost
place.
20 years after the last one.
Wow. And it's like, obviously you can see who they're building up on NXT to be in it.
They're working towards it. They haven't it really takes off with the next tapings I think it's next week is when they start the showing those.
If you've never seen a War Games match ever,
one, get on the network and go check out all the War Games matches, because especially the older ones like the Dangerous Lions versus Sting's team, or the Horsemen versus Sting's team, or the one where Brian Pillman gets powerbombed on the top of the cage until he just submits because his shoulder gives out.
Oh yeah, but the thing is it's, I gotta think they're gonna make some sort of structural change to it because of the low ceiling.
I was watching back some of them. It wasn't as low as I remembered, because I remember the one where Sid was just throwing Pillman against the top of the cage.
Yeah.
And they would do things like lift up on top of the cage and like do a, like put them in a leg lock with legs around their head or something when they were holding the top.
Yeah.
But, visually looking at it, it didn't look as bad as I remembered when I was like 7 and 8 watching
those. It was always a tough match because it's not as high as Hell in the Cell. So
no.
And two, the cage was not nearly as see-through as like the ones we see nowadays. I mean, it was definitely chain link. So
I hope they keep the rules where it's like, you know, the first members enter, and then they got the 5 minute period, and then it's 2 minutes after that you get a different member from the teams entering and you get the advantage and whatnot. And I hope they also keep it that there's no pinfalls. It's submit or surrender only.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
The way it should be.
Well, you know, Triple H is a fan of it, so they might get legitimate, you know. And I think that's great, man. Gosh, you know, it's almost.
I love the fact that Vince lets him run NXT the way he kind of wants to, because we get to see some of this stuff that we would never see again.
True. And I mean, people who missed out on it, you know, and have to watch it on the network, have a chance to go see it live. I mean, when we're getting the Starrcade coming up in Greensville? Not Starrcade.
Greensboro,
yeah. And that's coming up. And that's another thing that I think Triple H had to do with it, too, that they allowed
Triple H, and I think it's Triple H and Michael Hayes were in charge of that happening. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to be, like, on the network for us to watch. It looks like they're just going to be doing it in Greensboro to try to pop the house there.
So are you suggesting a road trip?
Don't tempt me.
I know, because I would love to see War Games in Houston. I mean, that I think that would be fantastic. You know, we're going to see it on the network, but I mean, wouldn't it be cool to be there too?
That'd be great.
I know that, and the weekend, and I mean, it depends if the Royal Rumble, I mean, I'm sorry, the Survivor Series turns out to be anything special. I mean, obviously, it seems like maybe it's going to be, it's obviously going to be, people from both brands being on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the dual pay-per-views.
And I think we're going to get, you know, we're going to, of course, have the Shield reunion. I think that's where that will happen, you know, against the brand new Miz and Cesaro and Sheamus.
They got TLC before that, too, with the Raw brand.
Yeah, you know, you do. It's interesting. But I mean,
I like the fact that I like the Miztourage. I like the fact that the Miztourage is not involved in that.
Yeah.
Or not looking like they're going to be involved in that. I mean, it might be like one match before. Who knows? I think they did a good build up to that, even though I have no interest in, like, the Shield getting back together doesn't do anything for me, but I know it does for a lot of people, and I'm glad.
You saw how they ended the show on Monday?
And I'm glad when they ended the show they didn't do the fist bump, because you got to wait until you're all in the ring like that. And then the fact they let them all get beat up separately now.
Yep.
It's when they come out, it's going to be end up Roman Reigns helping those two. And when that happens, that place is actually going to explode, and they're actually going to cheer Roman Reigns
and
for
then,
once.
And then the next pay-per-view will be tagging up. You know, so it's, and I kind of like actually what Reigns has been doing with the Miz crew recently. I like it that I don't know if he's just getting pushed back to a neutral position until it gets closer to WrestleMania time, but I think that, you know.
Well, there's nothing else really to fight. You don't have a heavyweight title to fight for currently. We haven't heard anything.
Not until he wins the Royal Rumble or whatever happens. So who knows? We're going to go to break on that. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to get through to us. We're willing to believe you. You can text us at that same number. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 on it. We'll be back on the flip side. Got a bunch of news we haven't touched yet, but we've got to talk a little bit more about this Hell in a Cell, too. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Because while I might be wrong, you know what it sounds like? Some of you are jealous. And if I was you, I'd be jealous of me too. Because I'm money, guap, moolah. I'm making cheddar. Money up, money up. And more than any one of these cruiserweights put together.
This Sunday at Hell in a Cell, New Day. You're not just stepping inside Hell in a Cell with the Usos, nah. And this is not going to be no 3-on-2. That means one of you suckers is going to be on the outside eating bootios while the other two's inside getting at work.
Hey, this Sunday, New Day, welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Get your free tickets to Girls World Expo today. Girls World Expo, presented by Your Care Health Plan in partnership with iHeartMedia. Girls World Expo, Sunday, October 8th at the Ramada Plaza Rochester Airport. One day only, starting at 12 p.m. with seminars, workshops, art exhibits, community marketplace, a science STEM fair brought to you by the Harley School, and much, much more. All for Rochester girls ages 11 to 18. Free tickets, courtesy of Your Care Health Plan. The first 500 tickets are free, but registration is required. Go to girlsworldexpo.com to register today.
What should you do when a family member has been seriously injured in a catastrophic crash? Take fast action. Call William Attar and get our immediate response team working for you. We can protect your loved one's rights and fight for compensation that can help your family. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar at 444-4444, Main Street, Williamsville, West Main Street, Rochester. Call the firm with the focus, 444-4444.
80 Rochester.
When that cell door closes, I'm going to change your life. And you know what else I'm going to change? I'm going to change our rules to Hell in the Cell match right now. It's now going to be known as Falls Count Anywhere. Because there is no way I'm going to have any barriers in my way where I can extract my revenge after the hell you put me and my family through. Kevin, I'm gonna beat some humility into you. I'm gonna beat you beyond recognition.
Hey guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy and Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman still getting heavily pushed on Monday Night Raw. I have a feeling he will be part of the opposition when it comes to maybe possibly a Survivor Series match, since he's beaten both the guys from the tag champs single-handedly.
And he's beating Roman Reigns.
So it's like, you know, I mean, he's definitely one of the guys you want to align with.
And Roman Reigns tried to kill him.
Yeah, he did try to ram a ambulance with him in the back of it. And he just kind of got up and shook it off and walked away and showed up the next night for TV. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Some real quick news we'll do. Jeff Hardy underwent a repair to have his surgery. He had underwent surgery to have a torn rotator cuff repaired on Tuesday. Excuse me. If you see WWE's webpage, you can see video from that if you look into that stuff.
And this week coming up, he's also got surgery to replace a torn labrum that they found also. So he's going to be out for like 6 to 9 months. They're expecting him to miss all the way through probably next May. So he will not be, like, he's going to miss his WrestleMania payday and that stuff. And they said this would be a perfect time for a certain character to become, I believe, some synonym of the word.
Cracked or smashed
shattered, something. Yeah.
Well, his brother, though he's left, has been the loser for the last couple of times he's wrestled.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening, you know, with a disarray from the people who claim they own the rights to that character. It might be a time right now to test them, you know, if you want to do that to WWE. So, and they probably are. They're on their way. Delete is the biggest chant that happens, you know, anytime they come out. So, yeah, it'd be a perfect time. And then have, because that's actually where the broken character started.
When just retaining backspace.
Remember when Jeff broke his leg on the motorcycle a couple of years ago? And then all we had was Matt, and Matt created, that's what started the whole thing, when he just started getting crazy, you know, and he made Jeff his butler and all that stuff in TNA. There's actually some really good stuff when that was going on, and the little docudramas that they made from from Matt Hardy's house compound, you know, it was really some cool stuff. So hopefully he'll be able to recapture that finally. And I think people don't forget either. People want to see that. They want to see it continued. So hopefully, they're past their problems with owning the rights and whatnot from it. But I'll tell you one thing. When Jeff Jarrett was taken out of power of TNA recently, when they took him, and then now they've taken GFW off of their plugs, even though they have enough taped material in the bank that GFW will be part of their show up until their next pay-per-view. Just because we watched last week, they keep using it, but now they've taken that image off of their Impact.
Yep.
So most likely Jeff Jarrett's probably done with them and everything, but there was a lot of people that said some terrible things about Jeff after he got taken out of power, including Matt Hardy's wife. So that may have had something to do
She said some horrible things when he was still in power,
too. Yeah, that's true, too. But she said, you know, everyone gets what they deserve or whatever.
Yeah, karma.
So there was probably something to do with Jeff Jarrett and why they wouldn't allow the broken character to go. Feeling that it was intellectual property of Impact. I'm sure that someone could write a book on this. Maybe someday we'll get JB back on us and talk a bit about it. I mean, he was right in the middle of it. And they were trying to get him to come to WWE.
Yeah, because he was one of the creative forces behind it. It was him and Matt.
Yeah, him and Matt. And, you know, and he's like, it was a one-man camera job most of the time when they were out doing those. So we talked to JB about it before, but we've never talked to JB about it in hindsight after he's gone already. So I'd love to get JB on again, maybe before Bound for Glory in Ottawa, we were trying to figure out this past week how far Ottawa is from Rochester. Some say 5 hours.
Probably a hike.
You have to go up to like Messina, go across, and then another hour after you get across into Canada up that way. So I said, is it like near Montreal? It's like, no, it's I think it's the other way. So it's like, okay. I don't know. It's still tempting. It's still tempting, though. It's definitely tempting. So, So you mentioned Jeff Hardy. They found out he had a torn labrum when they put his when they fixed his rotator cuff. So he's double surgery now. But torn labrum seems like a logical thing with a rotator cuff's torn because it's right there as well. He's going to have some time. He's gonna have some time to think about
it. Yeah, he's gonna be out for a long time,
which is a shame because Jeff is, you know, I mean, maybe his career's catching up with him. You know, and some of the things he's done in the past. You know, wear and tear on the body, as they say. You know, so who knows? But did you see this other thing? What's it about Bradley Cooper? Did we see that in the news?
Yeah, they're doing a docu-pic, a movie based on the life of Vince McMahon. It's called Pandemonium. The WWE brought the rights to it after it originally was being shopped around and stuff like that, and they offered the role of Vince McMahon to Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Whether or not he's going to take it or has any interest or even, you know, looked at it, nobody knows, but they offered it to Bradley Cooper.
Interesting. Do you think he kind of has a little bit of a Vince McMahon look, sort of?
They can do wonders with makeup.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how much you really need for someone like
that. I mean, in Guardians of the Galaxy, he looks like a raccoon.
I was going to say, he looks just like a raccoon in that movie. I don't know how they made him 3 feet tall either. Yeah, they can do anything. Who knows if he'll take it or not, but it's neat that they're doing a Life and Times of Vince McMahon, because it's like, I got to think that there's a lot.
I hope they change that script from the original leaked one.
Oh, did you read that?
Oh, it was bad.
Was it a feel-good story?
It was just so... so sensationalized and so different from real life. Is like they start with like an NWA convention with Vince Sr. being there and Vince in tow, and like all the promoters are doing cocaine and all sorts of stuff. It's like,
oh no,
that's not what happened. And they had like Jimmy Snuka, well, originally was like a Fiji porn star that Vince found and turned into a wrestler. It's like that's not what happened either. It's
what are you, oh my,
like it was bad. There was a whole Jim Cornette did a whole podcast where he was reading stuff about it. Ugh. Reading like script lines.
Oh boy. Well, that hopefully they'll tighten that up a little bit, but I mean, actually it sounds more interesting than just, you know, a feel good story. Who knows, we'll see what happens, but everything has a little bit of fiction in it, even when it's an autobiography or whatever. But
I'm sure he'll have a lot of fiction. It's Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he's not going to let certain things get out too, like a lot of stories that have circulated about him that he doesn't want, that no one will,
I'm go sure on. The steroid trial look a little different.
Yeah, no one on the record will ever say a lot of things, but interesting. Did you see, unfortunately, we lost an announcer this past week, legendary wrestler announcer Lance Russell passed away at the age of 91. You might remember Lance Russell from Memphis Wrestling. I remember him myself from AWA. He was one of the backstage interviewers in AWA. And also called the matches too.
Well, he called Memphis for like 45 years.
Yeah, he called Memphis too. He passed away. He was just recently Jerry Lawler had posted a picture of him eating in Jerry's restaurant.
Yeah, I guess he was in Memphis because his daughter died last week, and he was in Memphis for that. She died of cancer, and then he fell and broke his hip, and just didn't recover. He was 91. He was an old guy.
Oh boy, that's a shame, because but he was a great announcer. He's the
reason we have Jerry the King Lawler is Lance Russell. The only reason Jerry got into wrestling is because he would send pictures of the wrestlers that he made in art class and whatnot to the station, and Lance Russell brought him in and showed him on TV.
Yeah, he told the stories about. Then they brought him in.
That's where he met Jackie Fargo, who trained him eventually.
So Lance Russell, and Lance, historic. You can go tell in Lance Russell, I think, on the WWE Network, and you'll get some matches that he's called too. Which he was, very dry kind of announcer, to be honest with you. Kind of like in the Gordon Sully dry style. I mean, Gordon Sully was, he was very meticulous and very accurate, and so was Lance Russell. But, it was just the beginning of televised wrestling. He really was there for the beginning of that and everything. And it's like they were kind of working their way through trying to figure out how to do it. So very, very, very big name lost. And, it's a shame that, we've had so many tragedies in the last couple of weeks, and then we lose a great announcer like Lance Russell. So we're going to go to break on that right now. And on the flip side, we got some more news, as well as we'll take your calls. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You may not think about the sounds you hear every day, but somebody has. The voice in your phone.
How can I help you?
The effects in your video games. The sounds in your favorite movies. There are people and stories behind every one of them. I'm Dallas Taylor, host of 20,000 Hertz, a podcast bringing you the stories behind the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds. Search for 20,000 Hertz now on iHeartRadio.
I handle all the discipline around here.
Welcome to the show.
28 degrees.
Oh, damn it.
Time and temperature. I also handle appeals.
Well, permission to appeal.
Do not.
With prejudice.
I also handle all the promos.
You should join us for our sports talk today. If we're not terrible, then at least we're okay.
That's what I was worried about.
Obviously, I'm mostly here for discipline.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Dan Patrick.
Monday morning, 9 till noon.
On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, this is Earl Hebert from TNA, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Earl Hebner. Remember the t-shirts he sold? He did it.
Oh, well. He sold a lot of t-shirts that got him in trouble, too.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy and you. Thank you so much for listening. Come on out and join us tonight for, that's right, UFC 216 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, or Salvatore's Saloon in the center of Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 216. And Ferguson versus Lee is the main event. I was trying to remember that earlier. It's going to be a great, cannot wait to see that. But welcome back to the show. We are here talking in the world of pro wrestling. We have one segment left, and we have some other news that popped up, including Mae Young Classic runner-up Shayna Baszler has been signed by the WWE, is working out in the WWE Performance Center. Now, she was already a wrestler. I mean, she wrestled before she came and did that. I mean, she's an MMA lady, too. Yes, she's fought MMA. She's one of the four horsewomen of Ronda Rousey. And she's the one who's like giving up MMA just to do wrestling now because that's what she wants to do.
Seems to be a good career choice, seeing as she got in WWE.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that the really cool thing is her friends are going to come with her. Apparently, we'll see that. I mean, there's been rumors of Ronda training. You know what is her name as big as it used to be? Probably not. You know, I mean,
it's still a name though.
It's still a name. Yes, it is. And she's been in a bunch of movies. They have the female version of Roadhouse coming out that she stars
Roadhouse.
In. Roadhouse. You know, and she's going to be, you know, which of course is going to be a violent, violent movie, I'm sure. But she's going to be the lead in that as well as she's done a lot of Hollywood movies.
Instead of throwing kicks, she's going to throw arm bars?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. She'll do kicks, too. I mean, it's judo. You know, she knows judo. So it's like, and she just got married. So, you know, the world's her oyster right now. She can do whatever she wants. I don't think she owes UFC any fights because she was on a per-fight basis type. You know, I think she got paid $3 million for the UFC 200, which she got beat by Amanda Nunes, which was probably the highest paid person on that card. But she also, you know, she also got beat pretty quickly. So, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm excited about the women's division if that's where it's going. I mean, and, you know, long-term plans, I don't see her being any sort of long-term, you know, if she wants a deal kind of like Brock Lesnar, I'm guessing, you know?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I mean, of course, they keep hinting towards doing something with Stephanie, too, and I really don't want to see that.
No, well, she wants her revenge from the WrestleMania where she came out with a rock and grabbed her arm for about 2 seconds. And, you know, of course, well, look at that. It's Ronda Rousey sitting in the front row. Think she's going to have anything to do with this match? Maybe.
Just like when Gronk was sitting front row and just happened to jump into that Battle Royal last year?
Just happened to. So anybody out there go and catch Fozzy in Niagara Falls this past week? I was going to do that earlier, see how they went, because it looked like a great show. Unfortunately, there was another band in town. I think Korn was in town the same weekend or same day up in Buffalo. So you had to pick between Korn and Fozzy, who you wanted to go see. So if anybody saw them, definitely, you know, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. I'm curious. We were going to stop on our way back from Toronto, but it just was late. I'm guessing it was over. And, you know, I'm sure it was a great time by all. And don't forget Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea. That's where
we should have got him to give us free tickets because that's going to be awesome.
ChrisJerichoCruise.com. You can go on a cruise with Chris Jericho.
It's not even just a cruise with Chris Jericho. There's going to be music. There's going to be an ROH Sea of Honor tournament where the winner gets a heavyweight title shot. So you know that it's going to actually be names that you know.
Sea of Honor?
Yeah.
Okay, it's an interesting name. Okay.
They're setting up the thing on the boat.
That's pretty cool. And of course, and then not only that, but also, you know, Jim Ross is going to be there, Raven, Rey Mysterio, Mick Foley, Ricky Steamboat, Diamond Dallas Page, comedian Jim Brewer, Fozzy, the band King, other musical acts. So go to ChrisJerichoCruise.com and go on and enjoy it. It looks like it's kind of affordable. I don't know. I've never gone on a cruise before. So, I mean, it looked to
that
me.
That seems about, I mean, without everything you're getting, that seems about right for the pricing. I mean, that that higher end, the you know, $8,000 level is probably going to be like suites and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I've never, you know, I mean, but, you know, it's a cruise is a cruise. And, you know, you'd be a suntanning with Chris Jericho. I think you'll be having a blast of a time, so definitely check it out. We got to get out of here, man. We got to let the kick. This is coming in. It looks like we're going to have a bunch of Lancers up here in the studio with us, which is pretty cool. Andrew the Authority Joseph will be hosting once again. Don't forget, Falls Count Anywhere to, at the Hell in a Cell match. Yes, two stipulations on one match. It's incredible, but Hell in a Cell is this weekend, so watch it on the WWE Network. I don't know what time it starts. Usually 7.
7 for the pre-show, 8 o'clock for the... the main card.
Yeah, and it probably will be done by who knows what time, because they can do whatever they want now. They're their own network. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Wednesday.
Thursday. We're going to be in Buffalo, Riverside, Riverworks for ROH. Definitely come on out and check them out at New Japan Invades. And we'll see you next week, folks. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Check us out online, thepainclinic.net. Be our friend on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Check out our Instagram. We'll see you next week.